My grandpa always said, when one door closes, another one opens. He was a great man, but a terrible cabinet maker.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
The word is out. You've been discovered. You cannot hide it anymore. You, yes, you, have not been laughing quite enough lately, have you? If your funny bone has been in a splint, if you've been looking so sour you could probably suck buttons off a blazer, fear not. We at Laugh Again Laboratories are here to help. Our team of two, or maybe one, has been combing incoming data to compile a list of the funniest jokes out there that we have not already told. Jokes that are guaranteed to help you laugh uncontrollably, or at least turn that grimace to a grin, that scowl to a smirk, that glare to a guffaw. So come on, unfurl your frown with our top five jokes of the month. Joke number one. Here's an exercise for those out of shape. Start with a 5-pound potato bag in each hand. Extend your arms straight out from your sides, hold them there for a full minute, then relax. After a few weeks, move up to a 10-pound potato bag, then try 50-pound potato bags, eventually try to get to where you can lift a 100-pound potato bag in each hand and hold your arms straight for more than a full minute. And once you feel confident at that level, put a potato in each bag. Joke 2. A teenager brings her new boyfriend home to meet her parents. They are appalled by his haircut, his tattoos, his piercings. Later, the girl's mom says, "Dear, he doesn't seem to be a very nice boy." "Oh, please, Mom," says the daughter. "If he wasn't nice, would he be doing 500 hours of community service?" Joke 3. Every time a little boy went to a playmate's house, he found the friend's grandmother deeply engrossed in her Bible. Finally, his curiosity got the better of him. "Why do you think your grandma reads the Bible so much?" he asked. "I'm not sure," said his friend, "but I think she's cramming for her finals." Joke 4 is a true story, I'm told. One day, the telephone in the office of the rector of President Roosevelt's Washington Church rang. An eager voice said, "Do you expect the president to be in church this Sunday?" The rector said, "That I cannot promise, but we expect God to be there, and we fancy that will be incentive enough for a reasonably large attendance." Joke 5. In the foyer of a church, a young boy was looking at a plaque with the names of men and women who had died in various wars. He asked the pastor, "Who are these people?" The pastor said, "Those are members from our church who died in service." The boy got wide-eyed, then asked, "The early service or the second service?" Well, I thank God no one has passed away in a service while I've been speaking. There have been two serious heart attacks, and I kid you not, the one gentleman told those putting him into the ambulance, "Would you tell that Calloway his jokes were killing me?" Amazing! Oh, I am so thankful that he recovered well. I have seen people fall asleep in church. I've met a few grouchy people there as well. But you know, I've found a whole lot of life and joy and laughter in church. Church at its best is a celebration of what Jesus has done. He died to take our sins away and rose again, defeating death and offering us new life. Life is pretty serious, isn't it? But when we remember that we're loved by God and the best is yet to come, it's hard to keep that grimace from becoming, well, a grin and even a laugh. Which is exactly what I did when I read this sign in front of a church. Having trouble sleeping? Why don't you try one of our sermons?
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."